the authors of a multi-million dollar government commissioned report into naval shipbuilding in Australia were told not to include the possibility of a future submarine build. But the RAND Corporation and the government have both denied that that was because a decision had already been made to build the fleet overseas. The RAND report explores options for ship procurements and the viability of the local industry. In Adelaide, Natalie Whiting reports.
The federal government says the RAND review is a comprehensive and detailed study of the country's naval shipbuilding industry. But there's one obvious exclusion. The report doesn't explore options for the future submarine build. The RAND Corporation, which conducted the study, says the submarines weren't in the terms of reference when the study was commissioned in September last year. South Australian Independent Senator Nick Xenophon says that's unacceptable.
It's either grossly incompetent or incredibly reckless on the part of the federal government not to ask the RAND Corporation to include the impact of building submarines in Australia in the context of naval shipbuilding.
Why do you think the government chose to do that?
Well, you know, I think it's not unreasonable speculation to conclude that back in September 2014, the Commonwealth already had made up its mind not to build the future submarines here in Australia. Obviously, there's been enormous political pressure since that time, so the government is backpedalling on what was already effectively a decision made.
Following the release of the $2.5 million report, there have been media reports that the RAND Corporation was told the submarines were going to be built offshore. But Roger Loft from RAND says that's not the case.
The government at no stage told RAND what the strategy for acquiring submarines was.
So you were just told that it was under consideration?
That it was under consideration.
While future submarines aren't a focus of the report, there is a table in there that lists them under a strategy to be built offshore. Why is that then?
If you look at that table, it's been completely misinterpreted. That table is all about options for building surface ships in Australia or partially or offshore. And the quote in times of submarines is there just to fill that gap to show that it is possible that Australia will be thinking about that sort of issue.
He says as well as the submarine plan still being under consideration, there are differences between submarine and shipbuilding.
Although there are some overlaps in the skill sets and the facilities required between submarines and surface ships, they are essentially two different builds. The skills that you need to build a submarine are very, very different from the skills that you need to build a surface ship.
But Nick Xenophon disagrees. He says the report needs to be redone, taking a local submarine build into consideration.
The very conclusions in this report are fundamentally flawed because they weren't able to consider what the impact would be on economies of scale, on efficiencies, with respect to naval shipbuilding if submarines were also built here. The evidence that's been heard by the Senate Economics Committee this week and in recent months indicates very, very clearly that to have a viable naval shipbuilding industry in this country, you need to have a viable submarine program in this country where the subs are built here.
That's being backed by Chris Burns from the industry group, the Defence Teaming Centre. He's also concerned about why the subs were excluded.
I think it makes it very clear that at the time they commissioned this study, it was their clear intention to build the submarines offshore. And it would be good for them to come out now and declare that that's not the case and that they will be open to all options that are contained in the competitive evaluation process.
The report found that shipbuilding in Australia was 30 to 40% more expensive than overseas options. But it also found that premium could be cut in half in a matter of years if the industry has continued work. There are currently 4 shipyards in Australia, and some have already started cutting jobs because of a lack of work. The report says if nothing is done between the end of the air warfare destroyer construction in 2019 and the start of the future frigates in 2020, it will be difficult to sustain more than one shipbuilder.
It's confirming what we have been saying for years in industry is that if you have visionary leadership in government that provides a good, strong, long-term plan that that factors in continuous build, your productivity increases significantly. At the moment, we're subjected to 30-month thought bubbles between each federal election. What we need is a 30-year strategic plan.
Roger Luff wouldn't speculate on whether the report should be redone to incorporate the submarines.
That's for the government to decide.
But do you think modelling a local submarine build would affect any of the outcomes that your report found in regards to the shipbuilding?
That has to come from the numbers. Again, RAND is an evidence-based organisation, not an opinion-based organisation. So, funnily, I could answer that question once we've crunched the numbers, and we haven't crunched those numbers.
Roger Locke from the RAND Corporation, ending Natalie Whiting's report.